On your radio.
On your phone.
Online.
And here.
Play KMFM.
News you can trust.
This is KMFM. And with the latest news for Kent, at 1 o'clock, here's Nicola Everett.
There's a warning to parents in Kent this lunchtime about a dangerous online challenge game. Several schools have sent messages to mums and dads about the Momo character, which has been appearing in online videos on sites like Facebook and YouTube. It's known to try and encourage youngsters to take part in tasks that could leave them injured and says bad things will happen if they report it. Medway-based social media expert Zoe Cairns has been telling KMFM why some children are believing it.
It is very scary and they're seeing it via their YouTube videos, which it comes up as an advert, or they're getting it via their mobile device, and what it's telling them to do. If they don't do it, there will be consequences, and this is what's scaring them.
She's urging parents to speak openly about online safety. We've also got some advice for you at kentonline.co.uk.
KMFM News.
An update on a story from yesterday, and two people have been arrested after a woman was found beaten up in Medway. The victim was discovered on Luton Road in Chatham and taken to a London hospital for treatment. A 23-year-old man from Gillingham and 19-year-old woman from Chatham are being held on suspicion of assault. Donald Trump and Kim Jong-un are meeting in Vietnam.
We had a very successful first summit. I felt it was very successful, and some people would like to see it go quicker. I'm satisfied, you're satisfied. We want to be happy with what we're doing.
That's the US president speaking in front of the cameras as the two shook hands at their second round of talks, having first met in Singapore last year. The pair will go for a private dinner in Hanoi before formal talks on US-North Korea relations tomorrow. President Trump tweeted earlier that he wants Pyongyang to denuclearize while becoming an economic powerhouse. Police investigating reports of a sex attack in an Ashford nightclub have released CCTV pictures of a man they want to question. A woman in her 40s has told officers she was approached a number of times by a man who then followed her into a toilet at Cameo on Station Road earlier this month. We've got those pictures at kentonline.co.uk.
KMFM.
KMFM News.
You're being urged not to let your dog off its lead in parts of the Kent countryside as it's revealed attacks on sheep have cost farmers here in the southeast £400,000 in the last 4 years. NFU Mutual have launched a campaign to raise awareness during lambing season. Jenny Ludford from the organisation says it has a huge impact on farmers, not just financially.
It's a business and they're doing it for their livelihood, but they also build real bonds with those animals and emotional connections with them. And nobody wants to face coming into a field and seeing their sheep slaughtered.
Verity Garrett works with her family on Elbridge Farm in Littlebourne near Canterbury. They've had three separate attacks on their flock in the last 4 months.
The countryside is there for everyone to enjoy, and I think everyone needs to get out more. It's just about being responsible. It's about keeping your dog on the lead. However much you think you can trust it, I don't think any dog can be trusted 100%.
And an escaped snake has been found in a garden in Margate. The 3-foot-long red and white milk snake was discovered in Grosvenor Place and has been collected by the RSPCA, who've taken it to an exotic centre until its owner's found.
KMFM Showbiz.
Rudimental are going to be performing in Kent this summer. They've joined the lineup for the Rochester Castle concerts in July. The Brit-nominated group will be taking to the stage on Wednesday the 10th, and tickets will go on sale on Monday.
KMFM Sport.
With Dino Rod, the drainage experts in Kent. Visit dino.com.
Football, and with news on disappointment for Maidstone United, a look ahead to action in the Premier League and a boxing star of the future. Here's Ish.
Well, the Kent side are out of the FA Trophy. They were beaten 3-0 by Stockport in their quarter-final replay at the Gallagher last night. Head coach Hakan Hayretten says injuries within the squad are making games difficult.
No one likes to lose, you know, especially at home, and no one likes to lose in the manner that we lost tonight. But, you know, we just, it's just a curse at the moment. I think every game we're getting two, three players injured.
Staying with football, and the top six sides in the Premier League are all in action tonight. Leaders Liverpool are at home to seventh-placed Watford. They know that their one-point advantage over Manchester City is under threat, with the reigning champions taking on West Ham at the Etihad Stadium. And a teenage boxer from Gillingham is hoping to reach the very top of the game after being crowned Youth National Champion. JC Birch will now take on Scotland and Wales for the Three Nations Championship. The 17-year-old says she had to convince her mum to take up the sport.
My brother started boxing when I was 9. My brother went and I really wanted to go, but my mum didn't let me at first. So I just kept asking her, but then she eventually let me and I stuck to it, and my brother quit after like a month. but I stuck to it.
She's aiming to represent England at the Olympics in the future.
That's the latest. Next updates at 2.